A Black Executive Perspective now presents Need to Know with the award-winning hyphenated Dr. Nsenga Burton. Dr. Burton, what do we need to know?
Good afternoon and welcome to Need to Know with Dr. Nsenga Burton. I am she. Today I'd like to talk to you about a washed up rapper named Nelly who has come under fire for saying negative things about Kamala Harris, namely that he's more Black than she is because he married a Black woman and she's married to a white man. So I don't even really know where to start because Nelly has just been problematic his entire career. Whether you talk about the misogyny in his music, whether you talk about, you know, the fact that he lost a sister and really needed Black women to donate bone marrow to save her. And it just didn't happen. And not because people were like, I'm not going to give it to him. But if people were going to do that, they weren't going to do it for someone who just continues to say negative things about Black women. So then he circled the block and he and Ashanti are back together. And, you know, we kind of love it. Like, people like that. They got back together and all of that. It's a really sweet story. So we are not, you know, totally hating on Nelly. But then he does stuff like performs for 47 at his inauguration. You know, and doesn't see why that's a big deal, even though, you know, it's problematic when you're a Black man supporting a white nationalist, white supremacist who's in bed with working with other white nationalists and white supremacists and has been doing everything he can to enact policies and laws that disenfranchise your people, Black people, erase us from history. That means, Nelly, you're not going to be in there for your hot in here single, your Grammy. You're not going to be in there erasing Black people's history and all the things that that he's doing, including this big, beautiful bill, which a lot of those things that happen are going to impact Black people, whether you are a mom, you're a veteran, you're a college student, all of that is going to negatively impact you. So the fact that Nelly just won't fall on the sword and just say, I was wrong, or, hey, I did it. It probably wasn't the best decision. I needed the money, or I wanted the money. It was too good to walk away. That would be like acceptable to me, like, because that's keeping it real and being honest. But whenever you pivot or you try to deflect and then blame a Black woman like Kamala Harris, who hasn't, you know, who allegedly hasn't done anything for Black people, but put Black people in jail. So what I need you to know is that Kamala Harris actually was prosecuting sex crimes. So all you people who keep going online talking about she put my cousin in jail, stop telling your cousin's business, because that means they probably were a sex offender. She also prosecuted crimes against the environment, environmental crimes. So those are the two groups of crimes that she prosecuted. So, you know, unless your cousin is a tree or something, you probably, you know, if your cousin was out there burning down trees, starting fires and shit in California, we know what that looks like. They probably went to jail. So this idea that she was just, you know, going around and just, you know, just corralling Black men and throwing them in jail is false. And then the Black men who did go to jail needed to go to jail because, you know, sexual crimes should be prosecuted. And those are the people we actually want in jail. We want them in prison. And then, you know, she also started the nation's first program to help low-level offenders get back into the workplace, the workforce. So she's done some incredible things. We're not going to even talk about the billions of dollars of student debt that she canceled. We're not going to talk about the $170 billion she gave to HBCUs on her way out the door. We're not going to talk about the legislation she helped pass when they were white nationalists, white supremacists. You know, Donald Trump's people, Nelly, them people, were threatening to bomb HBCUs, including the one where my nephew was at the time. So Kamala Harris has done a lot of great things that we can continue to talk about. But I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about you, jackass. I want to say this. First of all, people can date and love who they want to love. That doesn't make them less Black. It doesn't make them more white. It doesn't make them more white or Black or Latinx or whatever. Life is short. You should be with whomever you want to be with. Secondly, as we see with you, because you are a Black man, just because you are Black doesn't mean that you are for us. So a lot of people married to Black people who are not for them. I don't know your business. I don't know your situation. I'm just going to pray very hard for Ashanti and your children. Because your record with women And I'm talking about the arrests. Yeah. Uh-huh. And the claims of sexual abuse and battery the three times. Yeah. You should not be, you don't have a kickstand to stand on. You just don't have it. So what you should not do is talk about women ever. Just shut up and talk about your life. You talk about your sister. You seem to be a good dad from your previous show. So you have a great relationship with your children. It looks like that anyway. So focus on that and stay out of politics. And not because, you know, I'm not one of those people who are like, celebrities shouldn't be in the politics. Celebrities can do whatever they want. They're human beings. Citizens of the United States can do whatever they want. You can participate. But please know what the hell you're talking about and stop deflecting. And if you really want to be a good role model to your children, be a man and say, listen, that probably wasn't the best decision to make. If I had to do it again, maybe I wouldn't, but this is why I did it. And stop trying to throw other people under the bus who haven't done anything to you and have done 2 billion times more for our community than you have done ever. So your little foundation is cute and all, but yeah, until you cancel $180 billion in student debt that positively impacted Black people's lives, everybody's lives, not just us, a lot of students' lives. And until you put that $180 billion into HBCUs, shut the fuck up. That's all I have to say. So tune in next week to a Black Executive Perspective podcast with Tony and Chris. It's award-winning. You should definitely tune in. And of course, to Need to Know with Dr. Nasinga Burton. And I'm sorry for the bad language. My mother is probably clutching her pearls right now. But I just feel very strongly about it. And I'm really tired of the misogyny and misogynoir coming from our Black men when Black women largely uphold them. We marry you. We have your children. We take care of you. And we do the best that we can. And we're not always perfect, but at least we're present and we try. So give us our respect because we've earned it. Have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
A Black Executive Perspective.